Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
Hey everyone, this is BT and welcome to Inside the Episode. Today we're going inside episode 84, Emotions and Business Can Be a Toxic Combination. So I've got David here with me. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great, T. How are you?
I'm doing great. So in this episode, I'm actually going to call back an earlier episode you did for a little bit of context. So back in episode 60, titled aptly, What the Fuck Happened to My Life, you talked in depth about the embezzlement in your company, but didn't at that time talk about the emotions you were going through. So I thought that that was really great that in this episode, you focused on the emotions that you brought into your business at the time. So if you could take us back into your emotional state during that hectic, crazy time, and what clarity you gained from it.
Well, the first emotion was shock. It was just like when something happens really fast and you keep repeating to yourself, did that just happen? I can't believe that just happened. Why did that happen? You know, your brain is like trying to make sense of what you just experienced, and it's almost like you're psychologically you're stuck. You can't get your mind to move forward. So I would say that It was that and anger for the first 2 days. Like, I could not believe that this just happened. Like, I remember literally just walking around saying that over and over again. I cannot believe that just it happened. I mean, I was like shell-shocked. It was crazy. Then it was anger. I was so mad and a little embarrassed, too, because I had trusted these people. I really wanted to work with them, and they broke that trust, and I was very much in, like, how could they do that? You know, why would they do, like, I just don't, I was so confused in my mind as to what was actually going on. So I went from, you know, like, being stuck to being angry to being hurt. Shame came in there. Embarrassment. And then I think it was a feeling like for a little while, I went through this feeling of defeat. Like, it's over. Like, I don't know. I can't come back from this. Like, this, it's over. I'm going to have to go back to work. How am I going to turn this around? And the problem was that I was so emotional about everything that was happening. I couldn't look at the facts. And it took an attorney to just, like, he gave me some serious straight talk, and he said to me, you know, you built this from nothing for 4 years. You can go back and do it again, right? You're going to have to figure out how to manage all the different issues that showed up, but you could do it again. And when he said that to me, I was like, yeah, that's right. I did do that. But you get into that, like, indignant place. Sure. I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to do this. I worked so hard. You know, my whole list was gone.
Right.
Like, I could not email or sell to anybody that was on my list.
And the list that you built.
The list that I built.
Right. That's got to be so frustrating. Yeah. I can see how anger would play a major role in that at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. It did. And I was like, how do I? And I was thinking to myself, I have worked so hard for 4 years to build that list. How, you know, like, I didn't want to do it again. It was almost like, I don't want to do that again. And then I just, you know, I think it was a myriad of a lot of different emotions. And one of them was whatever the emotion you would call just wanting to give up.
Right.
You know, just like, I just want to give up. I just want to crawl in a hole. Yeah. And so I got my head together, and then it was like, okay, I can change this. And I shifted it to the emotion of, well, before I did that, truth be told, what I did was I got to a place where I was really contemplating, what do I do now? How do I pay the bills? How do I pay these taxes? And for a brief moment, I thought about getting a job, and then I said, I'm not letting this steal my dream. And I thought, okay, I have something I need to learn here, but I need to change my emotion to expectation. But yeah, I went through every emotion you could think of, like every negative emotion. Like it was a really rough couple of weeks. It really was.
Yeah. Well, let me say that we are all grateful that you didn't stop in that moment. It's just amazing to me that you were able to pull yourself out of it rather quickly, because I know that, you know, I've experienced things not to the extent of this one that you did, but it can be very, very crippling. It can feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. You've got a family, you've got kids, you've got bills, you're paying taxes on all this money that is now gone. So it's sort of like a double hit you're having to deal with. And it can just feel like it's just weighing you down. And it's so easy. I think the big thing here is that you shifted from being a victim to accepting responsibility and coming at it from an empowered position. I am not going to let this steal my dream. And I think that is such a huge shift that you were able to come to on your own, which I'm not surprised, having been around you as long as I have now, this is how you do things. But back then in the early years, you were still that same person. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. And I think another thing was that part of my personality was I had to do it. Like I had four kids, I had a family, right? I had to. It was almost like there's not an option not to do this here. But I remember when I was working with Proctor years ago, and he used to tell people all the time, like he would be speaking and people would talk about how they didn't like their job or whatever, and he would say, just quit. And I would think to myself, how the hell, like how does a person just quit? Like, how do they do that? And I remember talking to him, having a conversation. He said, basically, there's two kinds of people. You've got one person, when their back gets up the wall, they come up against the wall, they come out fighting and they just crush it. They do whatever it takes. You got another kind of person where when they get their backs against the wall, they collapse, basically. They just get so emotionally wrapped up in the story that it takes them down. And I had realized that I was the first one, which was if there's a crisis, I come out fighting. So every time that there was some kind of a major challenge, it put me in like uber performance mode to be able to come out of that. But yeah, it was an interesting year.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's that tenacity that I think gets people to come and work directly with you one-on-one. Which leads me to talk a little bit about, in the episode you talked about what happens when you see this in your clients and what you do. Can you give an example of how, you know, those emotions affect a client's business?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that they'll tell me is that they don't make sales. So they have a bad day, or a sale falls through, or somebody backs out after they signed up for something or bought something, and they like shame, they get angry, they get, they feel shame, they feel embarrassment. And they hide, they go into this hiding where they just won't pick up the phone. They won't go out there and do whatever they have to do to actually make the sale. And I was talking to somebody about this last week, and they were like, I know that I'm supposed to do this. And I just didn't, like, I got so wrapped up in the story around not hitting the number that I just totally stopped. And I said, okay, so let's not get emotional about it. Let's look at what is the cause and effect. Okay, you set a goal to hit a certain number by a certain day. You got to that day and that you hadn't collected the money. You hadn't made the sale yet, but you had some balls in the air. There's some things that are actually moving forward, but you have to continue to do that. So if you don't hit the goal on the day that you set that you were going to hit the goal, you change the day, but you don't change the goal. So, and the other thing is if we get emotional about it, we're not looking at, from a cause and effect perspective, how do I grow? What do I change? What do I need to do different in order to make sure that I actually hit the goal? A lot of people are looking for approval and not money, and that's the problem.
Right, yeah. And you know, asking that question, what can I learn from that in this moment? Because a lot of people don't know this, is when I first started out in your company, I started out in sales. I'm much better in this role than I was in that one, but I did have moments where it worked both ways. I would either feel ashamed that somebody backed out and take it personally. Like you just, how dare they? And then the other way it worked as well, where I would make a sale, release the pressure, and then be emotional about how great I was, and then not pick up the phone for 3 or 4 more days because I released the pressure. So I'm sure you see that in your clients, maybe on both ways, with those different types of emotions.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Can emotions be turned into a positive for your business? Now, I'm thinking in terms of passion here. Now, I know that passion is not an emotion, but can emotions be positive for your business? Can you speak on that?
Yeah, and I actually, I should have covered that a little bit more in the podcast. I wanted to. I actually kind of think passion is an emotion. Like, it's emotional. I think that definitely people should have passion for their business. But it can't be the be-all, end-all, because when you do have the bad day or when things do go wrong, as they're going to, there's just no question, and you lose a little bit of that passion because of what's going on, you can't let that dictate what your behavior is going to be. You definitely may have to take a step back and be like, okay, this is, depending on what it is. Now, like when I had the embezzlement, that was something that was really big. But you know as well as I do, we deal with small problems every single day. There's, right? But if you have something big, you may have to take a step back and go, okay, whew, you know, this is really big. And I have also seen, you know, it's interesting that you bring up passion, because I have never really lost my passion for what I do. I have had some moments of, like, in really tough times, when I've gone through some really tough times, either in business or in my personal life. I will say that I have had some moments of doubt creep in. But then you think to yourself, well, like, what the hell's the alternative? You know, like, that's just crazy. But I think that that's just normal for most people to experience. But I think that a person should be passionate about their business. I know that there's a lot of arguments. People swing on both sides of the coin with that thing. Like, you shouldn't be passionate about your business, and you should be passionate about your business, or, you know, do whatever it is that makes you passionate or whatever. But I think people should be passionate about life. Like, a matter of fact, I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I was thinking about how many people have all these different things that they have to do in their life that they're not passionate about, that they don't like, but they won't change them.
Right?
They won't change them. And I think it's really kind of the same thing in business. It's your business. You started it, or you work in the business or whatever. Nobody's forcing you to do that. So why not show up and be passionate about it? And if you're just not, then maybe it's time to shut it down and sell it, or, you know, go do something else or whatever. But yeah, I think passion plays a big role.
Yeah, totally. And I like that, you know, we're having this conversation about this, because I think it's really powerful. So let's close with this one. Okay. So if we're going to leave a strategy to the listeners out there based off of episode 84, what strategy would you leave us with to avoid this emotional trap that you spoke of in the episode? This is what came up for me, and this is where this question is coming from. It's not a matter of if, but when. You're going to have problems, and those problems aren't necessarily in your business. Something could happen in your life that bleeds into your business. So maybe it's better to rephrase it in such a way where we say, what strategy would you leave us with where something from your personal life bleeds into your business life from an emotional standpoint?
So here's the best thing that I think that I could tell someone, because I think it really does come down to this. As human beings, we are meaning makers, meaning that we give meaning to everything. We're always looking to find the meaning in things, like, what does this mean? Why did this happen? You know, what's going on here? But the truth of the matter is that whatever happens, the outcome of that is going to have a lot to do with whatever meaning we give to it. So we can give a positive meaning to something. We can give a negative meaning to something. I really try, and I'm not perfect at this, but I really try when something happens in my life to come from the place of, this is happening for a reason to move me forward. I may not know what it is, but that's the meaning that I'm going to give it. I'm not saying that I like it either. I'm a human being. There's a lot of things that have happened in my life I do not like having to go through, but I've had to go through them. But I know that it's moving me to something better. And the truth of the matter, T, is that every time that has been the truth. It has not always been instant, like it's going to happen, you're going to know what it is next week. Sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's a little bit further down the road. But you got to be patient and take it as it comes and continue to move forward. And that's the meaning that I give it. So I think that that's the thing that would the strategy is give it a meaning that is going to be productive in your life and not a meaning that is going to be non-productive and hold you back.
Damn, that is freaking brilliant. Like that's your new normal. Like that's the normal you. That's your default setting. I think that is so impactful. I think that the people listening can start to, you know, use that or inject that into their own lives today, right now, and take that strategy that you just gave. I think that is worth its weight in gold. So thank you so much for sticking around, David. This
My pleasure.
Has been great. Yeah, we will we'll definitely catch you on the next episode of Inside the Episode. If you are enjoying these as much as we are, please send us your feedback at tsm@davidnagel.com, or please do jump on our voicemail system. That is speakpipe.com/David Nagel. We would love to hear what you're liking about these insights, because you really get to see David a little bit deeper in what he's recording. So we're so grateful. Thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next Successful Mind podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.